A lot of fishing boats were removed from the Bering Sea crab grounds after rationalization prompted a huge surge in quota stacking and consolidation of the fleet. Some crab boats sit unused in harbors. Others are being used as tenders in other fisheries. But in Kodiak, one has been turned into a strip club. KMXT's Jay Barrett has more.
Well, that's just after 8 p.m. Before that, the MV Wild Alaskan is a bar and restaurant offering harbor charters along with sweeping views of Kodiak's waterfront from its position anchored up just offshore. The 120-foot Wild Alaskan used to be the fishing vessel Shaman, a legendary crab killer that also pioneered a shrimp fishery in Hawaiian waters. Darren Byler bought the former Shaman 7 years ago and has used it for big game guiding, wildlife viewing, and on extended trips for reality TV shows.
When we're not doing our bear viewing, I told my wife we need to keep the boat busy, so I had an idea to start up a channel charter opportunity for the community to be able to come out on a beautiful 120-foot vessel and have a cold beer and some entertainment and some good food and have the best view of the channel of sitting right here between two boat harbors.
Byler said the Wild Alaskan will have at least 5 dancers on duty, all of whom, he says, come from the Lower 48. He said the Wild Alaskan will operate seasonally, catering to different sets of visitors throughout the summer and fall.
We're planning on operating into, you know, late November. There's sport fishermen in town, out of state, deer hunters, bear hunters. This would be perfect opportunity for them to be able to experience this and along with the local community and the commercial fishing fleet, of course. We've had lots of fishermen out here so far that love this charter opportunity, and a lot of people said they've had this idea for years but just never got around to doing it, so it's been a big hit so far.
The Wild Alaskan ran into some rough water just a few days after opening, which had them shut down last weekend. The water taxi they use has a rated capacity of 6 people total, but it was operating with a crew of up to 4, which put them above the limits of their 6-pack license. That snafu was cleared up on Monday, and the Wild Alaskan is operational again. However, Byler is aware that there will be some in Kodiak who object on moral grounds to a boat full of exotic dancers anchored just offshore.
You know, it's just another opportunity for entertainment. It's just about in every town in this country. It's legal and accepted by society. And I don't pull people out here by their earlobe. They've got to pay money to get out here. They've got to get on a small boat right out the channel. And it's a pretty private setting, so it's not like that you're walking down the mall and the door swings open and a new all of a sudden you get your eyes full. This is a private setting in the channel for adults, and it takes a little bit of time and planning to get out here.
Kodiak hasn't had a strip club for over 30 years, and even then the city tried to have it shut down. However, in 1980, local attorney Jerry Markham, who took the city of Kodiak all the way to the Alaska Supreme Court, won the right for Tony's Bar to have exotic dancing. Today, at least 2 night spots in town occasionally bring in female and male dancers to entertain.
That report by KMXT's Jay Barrett.